Tuesday, July 26th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, there's a recent story out that a number of media outlets have covered. It deals with an ex-flight attendant who worked for Southwest Airlines. A federal jury in Texas has awarded the former flight attendant millions of dollars after she was fired in light of her abortion views.
I am pastoring people who are facing the challenge of being faithful to their Christian convictions in the context of job performance, and the opportunity to continue that employment is tenuous in light of their Christian convictions. Now, why did she lose her job? This employee is a Christian, a professed Christian. She didn't lose it because she was a professed Christian. She lost her job because of a series of events directly related to Christian convictions and the exercise of her constitutionally affirmed religious liberty and free speech. There was, as our listeners know, a highly promoted women's march in Washington in which the union that she participates in as a flight attendant was highly engaged, and the head of that union was highly visible and highly engaged, to which she responded. This women's march that was presented as a grassroots movement, actually we find out, as the article affirms, that it was a top-down funded and promoted. George Soros, we've heard of him before, contributed massive amounts to this event, as well as various organizations, including the union in which this flight attendant has to participate. And as stated, the head of this union was highly visible, and promotion of it throughout the union and beyond. This event was declared to be a grassroots movement, but the event, by profile, did not allow pro-life or pro-life women to demonstrate in this event. So she took to the social media to expose the event and also critique the statements of the leader of her union at the event and before the event and after the event. She was then called in for an appointment and an interview in light of her comments on social media, and she lost her job. She appealed on the basis of the First Amendment, free practice of religion, and free speech, and eventually she's won and received millions of dollars.
Harry, what's interesting is the give and take between the flight attendant, her name is Charlene Carter, the union, which represents the flight attendants at Southwest Airlines, and the march. While the march's website claims that we, quote, join in diversity by defending the most marginalized among us, women who are pro-life or defend traditional marriage and family fall outside that stated qualification of those who wish to march. They are not welcome.
Part of that profile that was established was because of the requirements of those who were funding it, not the least of which, again, was George Soros. I want to do this program for two reasons. Number one is pastoral. I pastor a congregation of people whom I love dearly and who I call upon to love Christ, be faithful to Christ, and thoughtfully speak truth in love, not only within the context of their friendships and of our fellowship and in their families, but also in the public square. We are to confess Christ, and to confess Christ means we have to confess the truth of His Word. God's Word is abundantly clear that marriage is between a man and a woman. God's Word is abundantly clear that sex is a gift from God to be embraced in the context of that marriage of a man and a woman. And so when the LGBTQ cultural revolution is propagated through such an event, and a voice for the sanctity of marriage, and a voice for the sanctity of family, and a voice for the sanctity of sexuality is ruled out of order in that event, why should not a citizen be able to speak to that issue, which she has done in the public square? She did so appropriately. She did so with moderation of language, but she also did so with clarity. And the head of the union took personal offense, and in taking personal offense, decided to suppress that voice by removing her from her job. In other words, She was fired not because of her job performance, but because of her free speech activities and free practice of religion. Well, thankfully, not only was the ruling in her favor, but there were significant consequences to the union into the millions of dollars. I was interested in her response. She said, "I thank the Lord for his providence, and I am hoping that this will have," and now I'll use my language, "a salutary effect upon free speech in the public square, and also a clear statement that the judicial branch of our government will protect those constitutional rights of free speech and free practice of religion." So pastorally, I'm interested in this because I pastor a people, and I, every week, am engaged in counsel and discipleship in the lives of God's people who are facing the same types of threats and coercion in the workplace if they are engaged in affirming biblical truth in their life. In other words, they are being told, you can have a relationship with Christ and Christianity, you can be a Christian, but you must suppress the public acknowledgement of your relationship with Christ and the embrace of biblical truth, even the sanctities that are contained in the foundational issues of the law of God, such as the sanctity of sexuality, the sanctity of marriage, and the sanctity of family, if you want to keep your job. Well, hopefully this is a clear shot across the bow that you are not allowed to use the coercion of a job to suppress someone's free speech and free practice of religion. Those constitutional liberties are not suspended in the workplace. On the contrary, the workplace has to submit to the law of the land, and therefore their freedoms cannot be taken away from them simply to have a job. Tom, I just want to encourage the Lord's people to be faithful, such as this woman. Now, I cannot promise in the providence of God judicial intervention to affirm your courage to stand faithful to Christ, but I can promise the blessing of the Almighty, because Jesus gave a benedictory blessing. In fact, he doubled down on the blessing in his first sermon recorded in Scripture, called the Sermon on the Mount. "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Now, persecution sometimes is the taking of people's lives, but seldom does it begin there. Usually in a culture, it begins by trying to take away their livelihood, and that's what was done to this woman. But she stood the test, she met the challenge, she was faithful, and thankfully in God's providence, there was a judicial ruling that intervened and that appropriately gave a warning shot to employees. You cannot suspend people's constitutional liberties simply because of your ideology as a leader of a union or of any other business. Hopefully that message will be so clear that other businesses and organizations will not take the chance of losing millions of dollars themselves, but will submit to their employees' rights to exercise their constitutional freedoms. When the Apostle Paul appealed on three different occasions to legal relief in the Roman Empire when he was under persecution, it was not because he was unwilling to face persecution. It was because he was trying to carve out freedoms for others as they sought to be faithful to Christ in taking the gospel to the Roman Empire and beyond. And so I applaud her legal action, I applaud her faithfulness, and I want to encourage other believers to enter into this fray in the workplace. Speak truth in love and love with the truth.
The Apostle Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as God's word, then we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare, and we must get prepared for battle. What does the Bible say about spiritual warfare? How do we see it played out in our everyday lives? Harry Reeder delivers a 15-sermon series to help us understand that we might stand. If you would like to order the spiritual warfare series, go to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.